Spotlight.
Good evening, listeners. Welcome to our program Spotlight. I am Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav, and today we will be discussing about customs duty exemption on critical petrochemical products in view of the West Asia conflict. We have with us Dr. S.P. Sharma, economic analyst. Dr. Sharma, welcome to our program.
Thank you.
The government has decided to provide full customs duty exemption on critical petrochemical products till the 30th of June 2026 in view of the ongoing conflict in West Asia. Dr. Sharma, your views on this decision and how far-reaching impact will it have?
These measures are very appreciable as they have exempted the custom duties on the critical petrochemical products till June 30, 2026. And this move is in response to supply disruptions caused by the ongoing West Asia conflict. And the objective of this relief is to ensure uninterrupted availability of the essential petrochemical inputs. So that is a great thing because petrochemical is a great input, great raw material for various industries related to the textiles, related to the plastics, related to the pharmaceuticals, related to automobiles and many chemicals. So I believe this is a crucial raw material for the growth of manufacturing. So this relief is going to benefit significantly the manufacturers in terms of their price cost margins because they were getting goods at a higher price, which was impacting the price cost margins of the producers and also impacting their competitiveness in the domestic and global market. So this relief measures will provide support in this difficult time and also mitigate the impact of global supply chain shocks or disruptions and smoothen the supply of raw materials for such kind of critical industries of the Indian economy. So this reduced input cost pressures will support the industry and strengthen their sentiments to produce more and to remain competitive in the market. So we appreciate this move as government is very kind to provide such kind of measures since the last many years, starting from Corona, they provided a great support to the trade and industry in that difficult time. And we were able to mitigate the impact of Corona on the Indian economy. And we grew significantly 9.7% in the very next year of Corona pandemic. And again, thereafter, every financial year, we are growing more than 7%. That is the great thing. For the current year also, we are anticipating that our growth will remain intact with the support of such kind of reforms government is providing to trade and industry. So overall, this is a great move to support the industry, particularly the manufacturing sector in this critical time. This will benefit a wide range of petrochemical dependent sectors, as I mentioned, that very crucial sectors of the economy and also support the employment because in such kind of difficult times, the employment is impacted in many countries. So, but our government is supporting significantly starting from the very first day of the start of this West Asia war. So going forward, we are expecting a great support to trade and industry as always. And we are happy that government is very proactive to support the economy, trade and industry.
Absolutely, sir. The range of sectors dependent on petrochemical feedstock and intermediaries include plastics, packaging, textiles, pharmaceuticals, chemicals, automotive components, and many other manufacturing segments. As you very well said, that this will not just safeguard the global competitiveness of Indian manufacturing sector, but also safeguard the investor sentiment, which is in the Indian economy, as well as the Indian industries. How do you feel the government has been able to keep the prices in check? On one hand, we see in the whole wide world there are countries where the prices of gas and petrol or diesel are exploding, and on the other hand, India is a model country wherein the prices are yet in our check, are still kept under control, they're not rising. How has the government been able to be so proactive or has taken those measures, which we would like to know from you, which has kept the situation under control?
Yes, government has taken a very effective and meaningful measures and government significantly reduced the additional custom duties by 10 rupees on petrol and diesel, which is a great relief for the oil marketing companies because they were facing the global headwinds because of the rise in crude oil prices significantly from $65-$70 per barrel to more than $100 per barrel. So that was impacting the price cost margins and their profitability. availability. So at this juncture, government provided a great relief to such companies and reduced the additional custom duties that have significantly benefited the consumers also, because that effect is not passed to the consumers. Government has taken whole burden on its fiscal deficit. That is again a very proactive move by the government, that despite so many headwinds, government is not passing this effect to the consumers. So now our inflation will remain benign. More or less, we are anticipating that inflation will remain at around 4% with such kind of significant measures. And second, the oil marketing companies are also benefited by the cut in the diesel and petrol by 10 rupees each. So I believe this is a great move at the time when the global economy is impacted by various headwinds, firstly from the tariff, thereafter the war, and now this war is deepening. So at this critical time, government is providing great handholding to trade and industry, because we have our vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047, and we are very strongly working on our aim, our mission to become developed country by 2047. So in such a scenario, when such kind of disruptions come, then the government provide a great support, great handholding to the trade and industry, and mitigate the impact of such kind of headwinds or global shocks on the people, on industry, on trade, and on the every segment of the Indian economy. So we appreciate this great move that government is announcing measures one after one. Yeah. And these measures are very crucial measures for the competitiveness and strength of our manufacturing sector and the other economic segments of the economy. So I believe these are the reforms which are actually meaningful and effective for the Indian economy.
As you've rightly said, sir, that the financial pressures are being absorbed by the government and not being passed on to the people's pockets, and the people really appreciate it. Not just that, the industry also appreciates it. I believe that it's a tripod of benefit that one, even after the disruptions in the supply chain, in the West Asia conflict, the industries have not been adversely affected in India. The profitability hasn't been affected and inflation has been kept in check. Time and again, for many, many years, we've seen this government take proactive steps like promotions of warehousing facilities, of storage facilities, cold storage facilities, encouraging industries to go on and take measures so that such disruptions can be handled well. How much such measures were imagined, or how such measures are now giving the benefit to not just the economy but to the people and the industries directly?
Yes, from the very first day, government started such kind of relief measures and largely mitigated the impact of this global shock. Recently, government announced the excise duty reduction to support energy sector stability and consumer protection. Thereafter, government provided support to the domestic refiners, mandated to supply 50% of exported petrol and 30% of exported diesel to the domestic market. Again, government provided this great relief to the trade and industry and consumers. Thereafter, many reforms for the states, for the UTs, and then the promotion of the PNG connections, that was again support to the trade and industry. Then the government provided relief to the exporters in terms of the restoration of road tax rates, because earlier government had announced to stop this this incentive. But again, now the government has announced that the restoration of road tax rates to 100% and supporting the competitiveness of the trade and industry. Then there are many other measures like the relief, resilience and logistics intervention for export facilitation. Government announced this measure for the mitigation of the increased container prices. Then government announced the BRICS consultations on West Asia situation for coordinated global response. One after one, government has announced many reforms. I believe these reforms are going to benefit the Indian economy, particularly the trade and industry, to remain competitive in the domestic market and at the international level, because this will create a great level playing field in the domestic segment, because we have signed many free trade agreements also, and we have great deals with many countries, and we are importing various goods and services from the global market. And in that sense, we have to create a level playing field also for our domestic manufacturers and traders, so that they remain competitive in the domestic market. So these measures are in the line of, firstly, mitigating the impact of global headwinds and to contain the high prices, and to provide relief to the inflationary expectations, and to enhance the price cost margins of the producers so that their sentiments for productions remain strong, and to support the economy to maintain our growth rate at a higher level. As I mentioned earlier, that we are growing more than 7% during the last many financial years. So this year also, we will grow more than 7%. That is the anticipation by many organizations. Like last year, the growth rate is estimated at around 7.6%, though the data are awaited in the month of May. But for the current financial year, again, we are anticipating that growth will be more than 7%. And inflation will remain at around 4%. So all these measures are providing a strong support to fundamentals of the Indian economy. As we observed that our exports are also steady, growing somewhere between 5 to 6% in the last financial year. And our IIP numbers are also steady at around 5%. Core infrastructure is growing in a steady way. Then fiscal deficit still under control. So all fundamentals are very strong and supporting the economy to move forward and to become more and more competitive in the international marketplace.
Dr. Sharma, how much of these measures put a positive impact on the minds of investors, not just financial investors, the FIIs, but also the investors who wish to set up manufacturing centers, data centers, factories, offices in India? What does this tell them? What message is the government trying to portray or is trying to give out to the whole world, to the investors' world, that India is ready to be a developed country and India is taking measures to do everything it can to remain aloof, not exactly aloof, but to remain slightly or competitive, relatively less affected during a conflict like these?
Yes, because investments always find the promising growth partner, and India is a strong growth partner in that scenario.
Absolutely.
Because India's economy is growing significantly, and as I mentioned, more than 7% in the last financial year. So India is the fastest growing economy, not only in the major economies, but also in the G20 countries also. And economy's strength becomes more and more strong each day. And we are becoming more impressive in the global economic charts. So in that scenario, the global investors are significantly inclined towards India. And that is reflected from our numbers, from our investments. Though there are many disruptions at the global level, but our capital market, our foreign direct investment all remain steady despite the headwinds. As we have observed during the last many years after the coronavirus, one after one, shocks are there, starting from corona, thereafter Russia-Ukraine war, thereafter Israel-Gaza, Israel-Lebanon, Israel-Iran, now Iran-USA. Despite such kind of disruptions at the global level, our economy remained strong. And going forward, we are expecting that this resilience will become more and more strong in the coming times, because we have a great vision of the next 20 to 23 years. Now we are in 2026. By 2047, we have a vision to become a developed economy. So government is supporting the economy, trade and industry very significantly to achieve our aim of Viksit Bharat by 2047. So such kind of relief measures, starting from the coronavirus, when the government supported, provided a great handholding to every segment of the economy, from enterprises to the migrant farmers. So now again, government is providing significant support to the all segments of the economy, and they have taken the whole burden on itself, because at the global level, many countries have increased the prices significantly in their petrol or the petrol segments. But in India, there is no increase at all in the diesel and petrol prices. So that is the great indication of the government, that government is always at the forefront to support the economy, to support the people, and to support the industrial development, and to create more and more opportunities for our growing young population.
We truly hope that measures by the government bear fruit to benefit the people, the industries and the economy overall, and we remain steadfast in our approach and our aim to become a Viksit, a developed Bharat by 2047. Thank you so much, Dr. S.P. Sharma, for explaining such intricacies of a serious matter in such lucid terms. Thank you so much for your insights.
Thank you.
Listeners, you can also listen to this program on our mobile app, News on AIR, and on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.